From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. The St. Louis Rams are gone, and the stadium where they played might soon be a thing of the past as well. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports one option being considered for renovation of the city's convention center is tearing down the Edward Jones Dome. It was home to the Rams from 1995, their first year in St. Louis, through last season, 2015. In January, NFL owners agreed to allow owner Stan Kroenke to move the team to Los Angeles, leaving St. Louis without a pro football team. The Dome is part of the St. Louis Convention Center, and officials there have long cited a need to improve exhibit space, expand the center's ballroom, and add loading docks and other support facilities. They say the Dome, as currently configured, fails to provide high-quality, contiguous square footage. A lawmaker from the St. Louis area has abruptly resigned from the Missouri House, citing rumors about, quote, some personal issues, as he became the third state lawmaker to quit under pressure within the past year. Republican Representative Don Gosin of Chesterfield submitted his resignation Wednesday. Gosin told the Associated Press there were rumors he needed to address. House Speaker Todd Richardson released a statement saying he'd asked Gosin to resign Tuesday night after he was, quote, made aware of the situation. Richardson's statement did not elaborate. Last May, then-House Speaker John Deal resigned after acknowledging he exchanged sexually charged text messages with a Capitol intern. A couple of months later, Senator Paul Lavoda resigned after being accused of sexually harassing interns, which he denied. Police say that a man accused of crashing into several Southwest Missouri buildings and hitting an officer with his car has died after the officer shot him. The Springfield News Leader reports that 48-year-old Destry Meikle died at a hospital after he was shot Tuesday morning in Republic. Police said in a release that officers responding to a crash found that a single vehicle had collided with two different buildings before coming to rest in a garage. The release says that an officer was knocked to the ground by the car when Meikle tried to flee. The officer then fired his handgun because he believed the vehicle was going to strike him again. The officer was treated for his injuries and has been placed on administrative leave while the shooting is investigated. Michael Brown's family is urging Missouri lawmakers to overcome politics and pass a law requiring police to wear body cameras. Brown's mother told a Senate panel Wednesday that body cameras are only one piece of police reform, but would help restore trust. A body camera proposal failed last year. The bill would require police in Missouri's largest cities to record all official interactions. Departments would store the footage for 2 years, and the public would have access to it as they do incident reports. No law enforcement representatives testified, and nobody spoke against the bill. Brown's fatal shooting by a white police officer in 2014 set off weeks of unrest in Ferguson. Lawmakers did not pass any bills last year addressing body cameras or when police can use deadly force. Missouri lawmakers are once again debating the use of body cameras in law enforcement. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on a plan from a St. Louis Democrat.
Senator Jamila Nasheed's bill would mandate police body cameras in large cities like St. Louis and Kansas City. It would also set guidelines for when footage would be released to the public.
We truly believe that body cameras will protect law enforcement as well as civilians.
Nasheed was joined at a press conference by Leslie McSpadden, the mother of Michael Brown. She says body cameras would have provided needed clarity after a Ferguson police officer shot and killed her son.
As far as the privacy issue or the money issue, neither of the two is greater than saving a life. Neither.
Nasheed's bill still needs to get out of committee before going to the full Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
An informal inquiry triggered by a complaint against the highest-ranking Hispanic official at Missouri State University is over. The Springfield News Leader reports the student who complained about Juan Marat's decided this week not to seek a formal investigation. The student's complaint in February prompted the Springfield Coalition for Minority Advancement to demand that Marat's be fired as Assistant Vice President for Minority Advancement. The group claimed Marat's made discriminatory remarks against black people that created racial division at the school. The university said in a statement the student chose to drop her complaint after reviewing results of an informal investigation. Marat's supervisor will decide if any further action is needed, but any discipline or other consequences will not be made public because it is now considered a personnel matter. The Missouri Senate has given initial approval to a bill changing how medical expenses are handled in court cases. The Senate's endorsement Wednesday came after Democrats staged an all-night filibuster that dragged out a debate that began Tuesday. The bill would require the actual costs, not the value of medical treatment for plaintiffs, to be considered as evidence in civil lawsuits. Republican supporters want to ensure that only insurance companies and victims' out-of-pocket expenses can be reviewed in a trial, and not what's considered the cost of care, which could be higher. Democrats said the measure could mean victims in personal injury lawsuits receive less money. Senators gave initial approval to the bill after adopting tweaks proposed by Democrats. It needs another vote to go to the House. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.